This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For no one. By golly, come on, let's roll. Another hour of What's On Your Mind. We're ready to roll, aren't we not, Todd?
Always.
No stopping us. No quitting us. No crying in baseball. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. How about those Twins anyway? We've been giving them enough love for the smiles they're putting on our face to start the season. Really nice. I know it could change, and there have been a few signs that, bumpy roads are here and there, but it's, by and large, a lot better than last year. It's kind of fun to watch this. So, go Twins. Go Twins. We're going to win, Twins.
They're in first place. How about that?
Isn't it something? I think it's so cool. I really do. I love it. Dave St. Peter's socks are the whole reason. If you remember, we on opening day, interviewed Dave St. Peter. And he wore some socks that he said were very similar to those Carl Pohlad used to wear. He'd never worn the sort of, I don't know what you call those, designer socks or those colored socks or whatever. But he had a pair of, like, red socks on. And sure enough, won the first game, won the second game. Just kind of love it. Should we go to the Twins? I think we did. Was it last year we did or 2 years ago? It was 2 years ago. We went down. Maybe we need a little Twins... road show. I'd be up for it if enough folks want to go. Fred and Wing was our chaperone leader last time. So, Fred, you got to let us know. I mean, you gave us some poor me deal last time. I got so much to do, so much to do. And we said, come on, come on. And then you had a grand old time. So, if you're man enough to do it again, bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Anyway, just let me know if you'd like to do that. Maybe we'll get a little something going. They're hot, so we should. And we'll call on the Bismarck native to, get us some really good seats and maybe some free hot dogs or something. I don't know. We can figure something out. What's on your mind today? I have time to find out, and I'd love to know. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Who is going to be our call of the day today? Are you excited about what's going to happen later today with a vote on repealing and replacing Obamacare? Is that a good thing? Are you glad? Are you happy? Are you fired up? Let me know about that. You got a comment on the legislative session. We heard from the governor, the Senate Majority Leader, Rich Wardner, the House Majority Leader, Al Carlson now. You've heard everybody's take on this. What do you think? Whatever is on your mind. 800-228-0550. I talked to a farmer the other day, and I forget where the farmer was from. Might have been Rugby area. I think it was Rugby. And said... growing conditions could not be more perfect. Kind of a sweet spot up there. I've heard from some others that said it's a little wet. So maybe that's what's on your mind. Whatever is on your mind, I want to know. Love to hear from you. So yesterday, Gordy called us about the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And Gordy called us and told us a story we've heard over and over and over again these last 200 and some odd days since the Dakota Access Pipeline protest started. Relating to how the protesters are paid. Who's behind that? All right? So I'm going to play the call, and we love these kind of calls on the program, so bring more of them on. And our call of the day is brought to you by Delta Constructors. One call does it all to Delta. If you're a foreman for an oil company and you're out there on the drill site and you want headaches eliminated, that's when you call Eric and the team at Delta Constructors. Team of pros, done a lot of work up on the North Slope in Alaska, and they're here now and doing a lot of work for some of the big companies and looking for more. And they do it all. It's turnkey well site service. They do it all. I mean, if you want them to load the lines, you want them to set your pump jacks, you want them to fabricate the conditioning modules, the modular skids, the tank batteries, the electrical or mechanical design, the survey work, the field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation, I mean, they do it all. They have a portable flare trailer. Somebody said, you know what, we want to keep working here. And so time to change out the flare. They set it up, the portable trailer. I mean, they do it all. They think of things. They just get it done, whatever it takes. One call does it all. Find out more at DakotaConstructors.net or call Eric right now, 406-250-8151. Delta Constructors, 406-250-8151. Here is Gordy from yesterday and the call of the day. Fargo, go ahead for Senator John Hovind.
One of the things you had mentioned earlier about the railroads and why they're not protesting the railroads, the reason they're not protesting the railroads is because they are the ones that are funding these protests. I've got a friend who's a bank teller in Bismarck, and she said she would regularly be cashing checks from these protesters that had bank logos on them. These railroads get paid double for a tank car full of oil that they do for a car full of grain or a freight car. You have to follow the money. Okay, several things. One, if someone's caught protesting and they're arrested, they lose their benefits, welfare for the rest of their life. Number two, if they're wearing a mask, they should be shot on sight. There's no reason why a protester should be wearing a mask.
Now, I don't think that law is going to get passed the legislature anytime soon, but I appreciate the fact that Gordy's willing to come to the table to say, here's what's wrong. Here's what I know. It's good information. And you know what? You have that. So many in our audience have that and think, nobody cares what I know. We do. Lay it on us. A lot of wisdom in every corner of the great state of North Dakota. And there's a problem you can solve, a story you want to tell. Do what Gordy did. Get on the phone and lay it on us. We probably shouldn't suggest shooting people with masks, but I understand his frustration with that whole deal. And it's just flat out wrong. You shouldn't, in the commission of being able, a commission of conducting a crime, be able to conceal your identity. It's ridiculous. But it's the United States. That's not going to warrant you getting shot unless you are obviously threatening with lethal action back the other way. The mask itself wouldn't prompt being shot. Monty and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. I just thought I'd let you know on Monday I had received a letter in the mail saying that they're going to give me $10 if I go on, fill out this book. It's from Nielsen TV Ratings. And it's actually doing radio this week, and I listen to you and Todd on the K-Fire Cafe. And Nielsen, they do all their ratings on TV and everything, so I just thought I'd let you know that I'm putting you guys down this week.
We appreciate the fact that you are listening, Monty, very much. No question about it. That means a lot to us. So thanks for that vote of confidence and sharing the story today.
Right,
I appreciate it. And we have, I'm a little worried about the whole ratings thing, actually, Todd, because what did our audience share increase in the most recent?
Oh, my God, year? Like 60-some-odd%. It was a phenomenal.
It went from like 8 to 16 leap. Or something, right?
Yeah.
Rough numbers like from an 8 to a 16.
Yeah.
So this.
Yeah, I mean, it was just enormous.
So, the nervous Nelly in me says, now, Todd, when the next time when they come on, they go, okay, you went from a 16 to a 10, you stink, you're off the air. Well, wait a minute, I'm too. See what I'm saying? We have to live up to that 16 now. So that's.
Well, and that's the question I got asked is, okay, so you guys had that pipeline thing. What are you doing for this next thing? And, well, I'm on my way to losing 90 pounds just this year.
Yeah, there
and
you go.
That's my thing for.
That's epic. And we don't. You know what? I'll take a few less listeners if it means less total hell for the good. All those farmers and ranchers and law enforcement and all everything that everybody went through. But we look at it this way. When there was a crisis, we were there to cover it, and we always will be, no matter what the crisis, number
Absolutely.
One. Absolutely. Number two, a lot of people during a crisis like that find you and discover you, and then they stay with you, so we appreciate that, and we do appreciate the good listeners. So, long way of saying, keep listening, tell your neighbors, and we love that you listen. Kirk in Bismarck is next on What's on Your Mind. Kirk, lay it on me.
Hi, Scott. With regard to the health care bill, It was released to the public last night at 8 o'clock, it's my understanding, and it's going to be voted on today. What chance has the public, and that includes the Congressional Budget Office, to analyze the ramifications of the bill? That includes the regular citizens to say, I'll be covered, I won't be covered, this will cost me this because I've got that pre-existing condition. Where's that vetting process? How can anybody be expected to trust a bill that's being, you know, introduced late at night and voted on?
No, I don't know. Here's where I would caution you, Kirk. First of all, I think your criticism is fair. We always ought to have time to look at what they're voting on. There's no doubt about it. And it's a good question for Congressman Kramer tomorrow. Okay, how much actual time, line by line, do you have to read it? I would say this about this particular piece of legislation. It's been done for months. It's been out there. It was voted on already. There were some things that were bad about it, according to the Freedom Caucus and a few other folks. They fixed that. So really what they need to absorb is what's new, and I don't think that takes very long. Does that make sense?
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better every day. 4 for $4, 4 items. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies of your choice, $4. How's that for a great deal? The folks at PetroServe USA pride themselves on giving you choice at the pump. That's right. They connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, and you win. Plus, there's great savings everywhere, like Nestle 24 packs of water, $3.99 each all month long. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars. King size, $1.09. Standard size, 59 cents. 1 liter Ice Mountain water is 99 cents each. Classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian Deli Express sub-selects are only $2.79. And register for your chance to win. The $50,000 giveaway is on. New winners drawn every week, so register today at PetroServe USA. Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks are part of the PetroServe USA family now, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Coming May 12th and 13th to Mesa's Pepsi Arena. Music stars and classic cars at the Hop. Rock and Roll Festival is happening with Friday night performances by Chubby Checker. Johnny Tillotson.
Earth Angel.
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. And Saturday performances by Brian Hyland.
Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time.
Joey D and the Starlighters.
Now, come on.
And Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon.
I am.
For ticket information, visit MyNut.org, MinotaurosHockey.com online, or any marketplace location. For all other information, check out Music Stars and Classic Cars on Facebook.
Every little boy.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Past the hour on What's On Your Mind, a World War II veteran flew a P-38 Lightning. Yeah, pilot Jim Tyler will join us coming up here in a little bit. Looking forward to that. In the meantime, what is on your mind? 800-228-0550. Locally, for many, 701 phone, 701-258-0550. That's 258-0550. The telephone number to give us a call today on what's on your mind. And you can also text us, and I have a few texts to get to here. Text me at 701-367-2054. Grab that right now. Or Todd, you can text at 701-226-8503. Here's a text that says, went to my District 35 reorganization meeting last night. That'd be Bismarck. Talked to many nice people. But there was one glaring problem. Not one person I talked to seemed to be truly angry at the Democrats' agenda. That's very troubling to me. I think there's a little bit of complacency out there that there was so much angst leading up to the November election. Does Trump win? Does Hillary win? What's going to happen to the country? And I think, this is my take, tell me if I'm wrong. I think most Trump supporters are just glad he's there, trust him to do what's right, skeptical of the Republican leadership in the House and Senate, watching closely, but not really paying a lot of attention. Democrats, meanwhile, are in full-throated, just venom mode, trying to throw every stupid thing at Donald Trump they possibly can. I get a lot of amusement on social media on some of these things. And, put something up. The venom for Trump is just unbelievable. And if you ask, like, okay, why do you say that he is a monster? It's just noise. It's bluster. It's sort of, flapping your arms, but nothing really coming out of your mouth. Do you know what I mean? So, but I'm with Jamie to the extent that you've got to be careful there. You got to be careful there to not engage, to not be ready to do battle. Have you heard, this is another texter, have you heard about anything about the new protest camp setting up at Eagle Butte? 200-plus strong already, getting ready to protest the Keystone Pipeline. It's expected to be a larger protest camp than Cannonball. So help me, Todd, here. Eagle Butte, would that be on Standing Rock Reservation? Eagle Butte, do you know?
Don't know. South Dakota or North Dakota? Hopefully
Standing Rock obviously could be South Dakota as well. But yeah, I want to know more about that. But I've heard about some protest camps, but really small in numbers, like less than a dozen people. I've not heard that one has grown to 200. We'll do a little digging on that. Yeah. But I know they are planning to protest the Keystone Pipeline. I heard that for sure. Let me just see what else do I have. Todd has a few texts as well. Let's see here. Ask Governor Burgum. I guess I should have grabbed my phone a little sooner. Sorry. Ask Governor Burgum about immigrants and the cost of education. That would have been a good question. Because we were talking about education spending, funding, the dollars there. And again, that goes back to Dave Pepcorn, Fargo City Commission member, one of five members of the Fargo City Commission, has said this awful, vile, horrible, sentiment is what he's saying. We should know how much immigrants that come here, like refugees, for instance, that we resettle here. We should know, like, what is the impact? What is the cost of education? He's such a racist. He wants to know the cost. Who cares what the cost is? What's the impact on law enforcement? So that would have been a good question, no doubt about it. Harmon in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. On the reservation issue over the all 48 states, you have to remember Canada got rid of reservations. And the only time you see natives up there is when you go up there to hunt in Canada and you have to hire a guide, and that's where they are. But this is bad toilet training. I know they should have brought Arche out here from Montana, but nobody listened. And as far as shooting people with masks on, what are you going to do in October when Halloween comes along?
Well, I think they have that wording, you know, related to obviously an illegal protest. So it isn't masks, period. You can't be, you know, it just somebody walking down the street with a mask. You got to, it's using a mask in the commission of an illegal activity, but you wouldn't shoot them.
Yeah, that's scary, isn't it?
Yeah. So Eagle View, by the way, we did find out is in South Dakota. What I don't know is whether or not it is on, you know, is that the Standing Rock on the South Dakota side?
Yes, sir.
Is it? Okay. So my point is...
North Dakota side, Archambault's father lives in Billings, and I would have even volunteered to go get him, bring him out here, and this whole thing would have been... where was Heidi Heitkamp hiding? I don't know. This is sort of stupid what went on.
She's busy raising money from liberal groups to run ads to talk about how much she doesn't agree with liberal groups, and she's North Dakotan and that. So I don't know how that works, but most of the media vote for her, so they don't dig into those things, you know.
She needs an intervention to cure her drinking. She's a bad alcoholic. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true.
No, I don't think that's a fair statement at all. I've been with Senator Heitkamp in many social occasions and not had anything that caused me pause.
Go see her around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She can put down a pitcher of martini. Anyway, that's about all I have to say.
Well, Harmon, here's the deal. You're entitled to your opinion. You're not entitled to slander somebody, even when you disagree with them politically. And it is impossible for a United States senator and the schedule that comes with it to do as you suggest. So there's one little flaw in your accusation there. Dan and Beulah, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, I just have some information for you for that Cheyenne Indian Reservation. That would be Eagle Butte, South Dakota. And that would be the reservation. Other than that, I don't know anything more than that.
Okay, so in other words, Eagle Butte, South Dakota is not part of Standing Rock. It's actually at the Cheyenne Reservation, Cheyenne River Reservation.
Correct.
I got it. Oh, good. All right, so now I'm getting it. And by the way, when it's on the reservation and that's where they're gathering, it's a little more challenging. It's not that they can't come out of that as they have before, but it's not illegal, right? If Cheyenne River, which has been pretty radical through this whole thing along with Standing Rock, that kind of have stuck together in this deal. They says, you know, they say, come on in here, then they can come in there, right? So,
correct. And that reservation is basically on the west side of the Missouri, north of here, from let's say 40, 50 miles north of here in Fort Pierce, all the way up to the North Dakota border.
But if they're up to 200 numbers, we need to start watching for the nefarious activity for sure. Appreciate it, Dan. Thank you.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
How is the route chosen for the Dakota Access Pipeline? This week's guest on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline is Kelsey Warren, Chairman and CEO of Energy Transfer Partners. Here's his comments on the protests of the route.
There's so many lies around this project. It's just ridiculous. When you're a pipeliner, what you'd love to do is the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's what you would like to do. Problem is, that doesn't work. You're going to go through somebody's house. You're going to cross environmentally sensitive areas. So you begin with the route that is most appealing to you, and then you begin to vary it. And that's what happened to us. And so I don't doubt that there was many, many thousands of comments about that this route would be better than this one. And those comments came from all sorts of people, governments, individuals, landowners, Army Corps of Engineers. Energy Transfer was doing what we were told to do.
That's Kelsey Warren of Energy Transfer Partners on the Dakota Access Pipeline in the process of working with the Public Service Commission and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on the route. Keep listening for more radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're back on What's on Your Mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for tuning in. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Pfeiffer's. They're number one. They are. They were the top land auction company in America, and they do it right. So Pfeiffer's.com is a good resource. I always encourage people to call them, too, because they'll send you a catalog. Kind of fun to have that on the catalog, and you can dream a little bit on the coffee table, rather, to have that catalog right there. Whether it's land auctions or real estate or equipment auctions that they have coming up, you can keep tabs on all that. 877-700-4099. That's their toll-free telephone number. Give them a call, and they'll send you free, no charge, a catalog. And coming up next Tuesday, McIntosh County, 519 acres, about 1,000 acres near Hettinger on Wednesday next week. Griggs County, the 15th, 200 acres. Mercer County and Dunn County, they have a little parcel there next Wednesday, or a couple of Wednesdays from now, Wednesday the 17th. Lake Home on Otter Tail County, on Otter Tail, rather, in Otter Tail County, Minnesota, on the 5th of June. That's just a few that are on the docket that are coming up. Star Lake, actually, at Otter Tail County near Dent, is where that lake home is, but it's a beauty. Check it out. Residential auction happening there. So 877-700-4099 or online at Pfeiffer's.com. All right. Let me get Jonas in here, and then I'm going to welcome a very special guest to the program. Is it Jonas in Rapid City?
Lonis.
Lonis. Okay, Lonis, what's on your mind?
Well, I have 2 points. One, I wanted to help you out on that where Eagle Butte is. It's on the Cheyenne River Indian Reservation, and I've been there several times. I'm from Dakotas, and I'm pretty familiar with, like, got several friends up there, but that's where Eagle Butte, there's a butte there that it got its name from, but it's also the agency for the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. My other point was about protesting. And I guess it goes clear back to, probably I could go back to Watts, if that matters. But I got to thinking that for these people to protest legally, they have to get a permit, and are supposed to anyway. And I think there either has to be a bond or some kind of method of collecting, so that if there is damages, I don't mind. I'm all for protesting free speech, but I think when you start busting up people's property, cop cars, you name it, I think there should be a method that that's paid for.
Yeah, absolutely. I also, you know, in the case of obviously the most trouble in the Dakota Access Pipeline protests, you had core property that they were illegally occupying. Okay, and of course the Corps chose not to do anything about it. In this case, the Eagle View situation is going to be different because I'm assuming they have permission to be there, and then they can come off there. But I'm with you, when they come off there, they ought to either have a permit to protest wherever they are, or they ought to be, you know, jailed. So I do pray for the good folks in South Dakota that could be challenging as those numbers continue to grow, and we'll keep following it. But I agree with you, Lonis. Nice call. Thanks. Jim Tyler is here. Jim Tyler's in town for a wonderful benefit for the Fargo Air Museum. He is a World War II veteran from Iowa, Atlantic, Iowa, and will be part of the celebrity dinner and auction that will be happening. He was a B-38 pilot in World War II, as a matter of fact. Jim, nice to see you. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Glad to have you here for sure. And you know, if I could talk to a World War II vet every day, it'd be a great day because I love the stories. It's fun to give, you know, an opportunity to say thank you to the greatest generation for all that you did to not only save the world, but come back and build a country.
Oh, come on. We just did what our duty was. That's all. It was a job that had to be done, and we all hopped to it.
Well, I think a lot about how this world would be different if you hadn't done what you did. So it is certainly important. What do you remember about, you know, the decision to go and enlist and, you know,
well, I graduated from high school in 1942, and I, you know, the war was already on, and I went and enlisted. I wanted to get in the Air Force. I didn't want to walk, and fortunately, it was a good choice for me. Not everybody, you know, but for me, it was a good choice. I had a great time in the service from 42 to 46.
Did you know you wanted to fly?
Well, I knew I didn't want to walk.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I had only been up once. The old Ford Trimotor came to town in those barnstorming days, and I talked my dad into letting me go up in it, and that was my very first experience. And then I enlisted in the Air Force and went to Jefferson Barracks down by St. Louis initially, and then I went to Beloit College in Wisconsin. I learned how to fly a J-3 Piper Cub there. From there, I went to Santa Ana, California for classification, whether it was going to be a pilot, navigator, or bombardier. Fortunately, very fortunately, I got in the pilot class. From Santa Maria, and then I went up to King City, California, flew Ryan PT-22s for primary training, went from there to Taft, California, flew BT-13s, basic training. From there I went to Williams Field in Chandler, Arizona, for advanced training in North American AT-6s. From there I went to Ajo, California, for gunnery. From there, I went to...
You're piling up the skill sets here, aren't you? Yeah, how about that?
We just had a lot of great guys, and learned how to fly, of course, was... Anyway, from there, I went to Victorville, California, and flew P-39s. My first experience with a tricycle gear plane, and my first experience with a high-speed aircraft. With a Bell P-39. Then I went from there to Santa Maria, California, for transitioning into P-38s, another tricycle gear plane, but a fast plane, hop speed 420. And from there, Hamilton Field. From there over to Naples, Italy. From there to across the boot to Foggia on the east side of the country. There was combat. I was flying combat when I was 20 years old.
20 years old and a P-38.
Yep.
First of all, is there a particular mission that stays with you most to this day?
About the third mission I was on, we were up over Vienna, and I knew I was getting low on gas. I called a flight leader and said, I don't know whether I can make it or not, but anyway, he said, don't worry about it. I'll send somebody with you, and we got a little dirt strip on an island off of the coast of Yugoslavia. So we went down there and landed on this dirt strip, And the partisans had aircraft fuel in 55-gallon drums, and they hand-pumped enough fuel aboard my plane so I could get back to Foggia. And that was, I'll always remember that, landing in on a dirt strip in a place you never thought in the world you'd ever be. But it was just a job, and everybody did it. It was no big deal to us.
You had a mission. You had a job to do, and that's what's the amazing thing about all of it, your generation, to just, we're doing our job. We're there to do it, but it's pretty extraordinary. It's character building, I guess, isn't it? Do you remember being scared on any of those missions?
I don't think so. It just never entered your mind. It just never entered your mind. You were there to do a job and do it and get back safely if you could. But everybody else was doing the same thing. It was just, and we had a great bunch of guys. Great bunch of guys.
Was that a fun plane to fly?
Oh, what a joy. Always a beautiful plane to fly. I told Evan Fagan over at Granite Falls, Minnesota, when I crawled up on it, set in the cockpit of his P-38, I'd give my right arm to start her up and take off.
It all come back pretty quick.
Oh, right? Boy. Sitting in that cockpit. Yeah. It come back pretty quick.
What twin-engine fighter, right? The P-38.
Right.
What did you like most about it?
Oh, I think it had great visibility out of it. Gunnery was fun because all the guns, 450 caliber and 120 millimeter cannon, was in the front of the gondola. So it wasn't like a P-51, for instance, where the guns are out in the wings and you got the ammunition crossed after you fired. It's crossed, but a P-38, they all went right straight. So it was for target practice. One time I was flying. We were out on a gunnery mission out in Santa Maria, and I went over to Point Magoo, and everybody, my bullets are maybe tipped red and another one green and whatever. And I went down, and when I pulled up, pretty soon one of my friends says, "Tyler, you're leaking coolant out of your radiators." And they think what happened was I dived down and then pulled up, and a bullet ricocheted up and went in the coolant radiator. I wasn't very far back to Santa Maria Bay, so I hustled back there and had a big plume of coolant behind me, but outside that, nothing to it.
Was that the closest thing to a scare for you on a mission?
Yeah, I think so.
Was it? when you get that in your ear that you're leaking anything, it tend to put you back a little
bit. You're always thinking about getting back.
Do you remember coming back after and what that was like after finishing the job in the service and coming back home?
Yeah, fortunately, I had a father and mother that thought I needed to go to college. I didn't think I did. I remember telling my dad, "My goodness, it surprises me how much you've learned the last 4 years when I've been away." But my dad was a great businessman, and I talked him into buying some airplanes. We lived on a farm, and we had a dirt strip there. And back then, the GI Bill, everybody wanted to learn how to fly. And so we got some more airplanes, ended up, I think, with 11 or 12 planes. And farmers around there, my dad learned how to fly, my uncle learned how to fly, two of my cousins learned how to fly.
You got in the crop spraying business, it sounds like.
Oh, no.
What'd you do?
Oh, just
have fun flying?
Yeah.
Just for fun.
We used it sometimes in the business. I remember when I was going to college, I worked on weekends, but I worked about 70 miles away, so I had a plane up at Indianola, Iowa, and I'd fly down there on weekends.
More with Jim coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Folks, listen up. I have a satisfied customer here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Dave wants to tell you a story about how he would not be walking but for the Hot Spring Spa he purchased at Hot Spring Spas. Listen to this.
I think anybody that doesn't have one, if you have any aches and pains in your body, you should really consider getting one or trying one out because, well, it really helps me out. And you know, with the hot springs, we have the Envoy. It's a five-seater. And I kind of like that because I can bounce around from seat to seat to seat and get a different massage in every seat in the tub. And maintenance on the tub is pretty much non-existent. I mean, we go about 3 to 4 months between water changes. Every now and again, you know, you do have to shock it, but very little chemical additive at any point in time. And it's just truly crystal clean, sparkling water that I love to jump in every day.
I am with you. So it sounds like you think everybody ought to extend their life a little bit and feel a little bit better every day by hopping in one, right?
Yeah, and relieve those aches and pains that we all have, especially in our later years.
Every day is made better at your house, it sounds like to me, Dave.
It sure is.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. There's saunas. There's sunrooms. They've got it all. Stop and see them. West Fargo next to Spitfire in front of Sam's Club Bismarck in the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot and on South Washington in front of Kmart Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
PetroServe USA are the good folks that help America fuel better. You're looking for a cheap, quick lunch today? You get a 4-for-4 deal. That's the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. That's a 20-ounce drink and two cookies. Four items for $4 all day, every day. Good anytime, day or night. At any PetroServe USA location. You could be in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck. You could be, in Mandan. You could be in Castleton, New Valley City, Bemidji, Grafton. You know, you get the idea. Anywhere they're at. Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead, any of the PetroServe USA locations. And now the Valley Dairy Store is a part of that family in Grand Forks as well. Plus, Nestle 24-pack of water is $3.99 for the 24-pack all month long. And also Jack Lynx Legend Beef Jerky, $8.99 each for the big bag. They're great. At PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. We are having a delightful conversation with the World War II veteran, Jim Tyler, who is in town for the 9th Annual Celebrity Dinner and Auction at the Fargo Air Museum. That'll be happening tomorrow night.
I can't let Jim go without telling me a story or two about those missions over Italy, because I can just picture it in my mind. Sherry Heyer is here as well, and Sherry met Jim and invited Jim here for this event, and is a tireless backer of the Fargo Air Museum, and puts on this great show every year for the big celebrity dinner and auction. Sherry, it's nice to see you as well. How are you?
You too, Scott. Yeah. Great to see you.
Absolutely. Now, what do folks need to know about that, that dinner?
Well, it's tomorrow night, and we still have plenty of tickets, and we have a few tables left. Ticket is $125. That gets you a beautiful dinner. You walk into an enchanted evening. So
all amongst the planes and the fun.
That's what I say every year. Just come on over and let's dine amongst some pretty awesome planes. I don't know. We had them above, flew over Fargo yesterday, two of them. So our P-51 sits at the museum, Toby's plane, and two of them came from South Fargo, or South North Dakota, and they flew in formation, and it was pretty awesome. So we taxied them into the hangar and cleaned up the floors, and now we're setting tables up. So we're ready to ready to entertain.
Did you find a P-38 for Jim to fly?
We did, but it can't come. So we're leaving it where it's at.
That's a good thing. Otherwise, he'd probably be flying it tomorrow.
He'd probably be fighting us, and we'd have to put a lock on the door and make his son make him stay down off of the ladder. Yeah.
But it is a great museum. If folks have not seen it, it's a treasure. It absolutely is.
It's awesome. Yeah.
There's nothing I know of like it in this part of the world at all. They have the amount of planes there and the history there and our veterans celebrated there.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly, Scott. Thank you.
It's really awesome. So you can give Jackie a call at the Fargo Air Museum at 701-293-8043 or go to fargoairmuseum.org if you want to find out more about that. Jim Tyler, World War II vet, P-38 pilot here with us, featured guest and speaker at the dinner and auction tomorrow night for the Fargo Air Museum. You got a particular time flying over Italy you like?
After I left Santa Maria, we went up to Hamilton Field at San Francisco, and then from there we took a train to Newport News, Virginia, got on a troop ship there. There was about 5,000 of us, and we ended up in Naples, and then we went by convoy across the boot east to a town called Foggia on the east coast of Italy, and up to Sansevero, about 20 miles north of Foggia, and that's where our field was, and we flew our combat missions out of Sansevero. I was flying combat when I was 20 years old, mostly up when we started. We were escorting bombers up over Munich and Vienna, southern Germany, Austria. Farthest we ever went was western tip of Czechoslovakia, and that was about 1,200 miles round trip. But we first escorted, then we dropped chaff, which is little aluminum strips, flew in front and above the bombers, dropped the chaff to confuse the radar on the ground, and then after we got done with that, we went on strafing missions, usually targets of opportunity, whatever you could find to shoot up. Trains were, it was kind of a fun deal because in those days, most trains were pulled by steam over there, and if you could catch that engine out in the country and shoot the boiler, that steam would escape, and then the train didn't have any power, so you sit there and shoot up the rest of the train all day. But we and then after that strafing and dive bombing, all southern Germany and Austria, but it was it was just a job to do, and the plane was, P-38 was great to fly.
A lot of memories. You stay in touch with a lot of your friends from those days?
I hate to tell you, but there aren't very many of them left. No, I go to Marshfield in California once a year, and we gather together what's left of the P-38 pilots. I think maybe a half a dozen
Is that right? Wow.
In all that area.
Well, you're a treasure that we're glad you're here for this event, and thank you for sharing a little bit of your story. And
well, I thank
good to see
Terry
you
for inviting me. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to the rest of it.
Thanks for your service. And Jim's right. There are not many World War II veterans left. We lose them in an alarming number every single day. So find one, thank them, and let them tell a story. They're always good. That's something I've learned. Never heard a bad one about the time of World War II. All right, friends. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. Diesel mechanics, listen up. Trailer technicians, have I got a deal for you. Polar Service Center is hiring. Kildare and Williston locations are in Billings, Montana, too. If you want to be appreciated, compensated for the value you bring to an organization, then this opportunity is for you. Up to $32 an hour. And they have a training program. Great benefits with medical, dental, and prescription insurance. Disability and life insurance included. Paid time off program. 401k with employer match. Flexible spending account. And so much more. Polar Service Center, with locations in Kildare, Williston, and Billings, Montana, too, is a great place to work. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have Polar Service Centers in North Dakota, Montana, and all across the country. To apply, call Gary now, 495-3592, 701-495-3592, 495-3592, Polar Service Center.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.